This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. The Key West Art and Historical Society already maintains some of the island's most important historic buildings, like the Lighthouse and the Custom House. Now, the group is embarking on another project. The old power plant in Old Town Key West isn't much to look at right now. A couple brick and concrete buildings that have been neglected for decades. But there's a new future in store for the old diesel plant.
An interactive museum, restaurant, microbrewery, a visual gallery, and also that room would be used as a mixed-use conference room for the community, our programming, and everyone else in the community.
Michael Gita is the executive director of the society. The city of Key West just decided to give them a 20-year lease on the property. Gita says the museum will focus on the industries that powered Key West before tourism, like shipwreck salvaging and cigar manufacturing.
Obviously, we'll be focusing on the history of the diesel plant and the generators that are housed within because they are quite historic and unique. But we'll also be tying in things like Flagler's Railroad.
Gita says restoring the buildings and creating the museum could cost $10 million. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.